Colorado Conference, St. Helena, California, August 13, 1907. To the Colorado Conference. This morning I was awakened before 1 o'clock to write out what has been shown me regarding the work in Colorado. In the night season, I seemed to be at the Colorado camp meeting. I was shown that if that meeting is conducted aright, it will result to the glory of God. Our instructor was present at the meeting, and he said, "You have important matters to consider at this meeting. Decided changes are to be brought about, for mistakes have been made that need to be corrected. There is a deep heart work to be done at this meeting. There are ministers and physicians in Colorado who have been doing a work which reveals unconverted hearts and the lack of an abiding Christ. They need a thorough conversion, for they have not helped the work of God, but have kept minds in uncertainty. The irreligious sentiments that have existed in their hearts have been revealed in their words and their works. If physicians and ministers would gain the experience that is of highest consequence, and which will fit them for the future life, they must bear in mind that Christ is not divided. At different times, decided messages have been given to the brethren in Colorado, but they have not heeded the word as they should. Now the message is given to ministers and physicians in this conference. Lay hold upon the words God is giving to His people, and practice them. Each worker must do this if he would have the help of the Lord in the times of emergency which every soul must meet. God calls upon the workers to break up the determination that has been manifested to carry human plans and devisings. He wants those who in the past have followed their own will and way, instead of the will and way of the Lord, to humble their souls before Him and confess their wrong. Some have been so filled with their desire to tear down and supplant men of God's appointment, men who are striving to carry forward the work in right lines, that they have worked hand in hand with the great deceiver. Men of talent have put their capabilities to use according to their own desires and pleasure, and in order to secure their own ends. They have not realized what would be the result of the work they have devised. The great deceiver has so woven his sentiments into their thoughts that notwithstanding light from God has been given them, they have consulted together and planned together to carry out these evil sentiments. They have done this at great loss to themselves. Jesus gave His life to save the sheep of His pasture. "I lay down my life for the sheep," He declared. John 10, verse 15. The sacrifice of Christ was made that men might learn how to make their lives a convincing power for truth and righteousness. But the churches are so full of selfishness that God's will is not done. The truth, professedly received, does not sanctify the soul of the receiver. There is so much worship of the human will that the Holy Spirit cannot make its impression on the mind. If those who have the light of truth were abiding in Christ, changes would be wrought in life and character that we do not now see. God's people have an earnest work to do, for the end of all things, so long foretold, is very near. The question was asked Christ, "Are there few that be saved?" Luke 13, verse 23. The Savior's reply to the inquiry is of highest consequence to us. "Enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be that go in thereat. Because strait is the gate, and narrow is the way that leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." Matthew 7, verse 13, 14. Then the warning is given, "Beware of false prophets, which come unto you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns, or figs of thistles? Even so every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore by their fruits ye shall know them. Not every one that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many shall say unto me in the day, Lord, Lord, as if he were making a great mistake in the estimate of their character.
Have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Verses 15 to 23.
Read also verses 24 to 29 of this 7th chapter of Matthew. We are drawing near to the close of earth's history, when everything will be in confusion. Satan is stealthily working to confuse the minds of those who know the truth by bringing in misleading sentiments. Unless they repent and are converted, those who are living divided lives, professedly serving the Lord, but at the same time scheming to carry out their own plans, plans which retard the very work which Christ gave his life to accomplish, will be deceived by the enemy of souls.